Hello, my name is Dave Sheehan. I'm from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston and Harvard Medical School. Had the privilege of serving in a number of database-related activities over the years, including chair of the workforce and most recently chair of the Council on Quality Research and Patient Safety. I'm here with my colleagues, Dr. Vino Tirani, Dr. Jeff Jacobs, and Dr. Felix Fernandez. If I were to ask people viewing this program today, tell me your impressions, tell me what comes to mind when we say STS database. I could predict a couple of responses. One would be, it certainly has a lot of data, it takes a lot of time for us to enter the data. Sometimes we don't really understand what all those data points are being used for. The other thing that would probably be mentioned is, we're interested in it because it's what's used to generate star ratings. For those of us that have actually been deeply involved in the database for years, I think we realize it's so much more than that, and I don't think we've done a very good job of communicating all the various values that that derive from the database, and that's what we'd like to talk with you about this morning. So let me start with Dr. Vino Tirani. Vino, can you first of all tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us about that first issue, how we use data from the database to help evaluate quality and drive improvement.
Thanks, David. I'm Vino Tirani, Chair of Cardiac Surgery at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute and Georgetown University School of Medicine. In my STS responsibilities, I'm on the board of directors of the STS and the committee chair for the access and publications for the Adult Cardiac Surgery Database for research. So I think quality is so important. At the end of the day, we're doing all of this to take care of patients. And what is more important than quality in that we deliver to people that we're operating on? So quality is an unbelievably important aspect of the STS database. And I use it literally on a weekly, monthly basis. So when we get our reports, you know, on a monthly basis, I'll go back and discuss with each individual surgeon the quality of the care that they provided to their patients. We actually sit down in a conference monthly and we will go through the data and we will talk about these are the areas of quality that we think we've slipped on. And it's not about the star rating, it's about the quality of care that we provide to our patients. And so we critically look at those. If we're falling on mediastinitis, we'll actually form a committee immediately. We won't wait for the quarterly or the annual reports. We'll immediately form a committee on mediastinitis and we'll get infectious disease, we'll get nursing involved, we'll get the OR involved, and we'll start to find out why we've had a slippage and what do we do about it. So, and it's on mammary usage. It's on every single aspect that we find important in patient care. So the STS database allows us to look at ourselves critically. We look at it on a surgeon, individual surgeon level. We look at it on an entire institutional level. And we start to make changes almost immediately based on that. So quite honestly, I don't know how we would do this without the STS database, because what we're able to gain allows us to take care of patients better. And let's be honest, that's the most important thing that we do as surgeons, as physicians. So this is a crux of how we perform quality care in our institution. And I have to deal with two or three hospitals, and it's not just for one of our institutions, for all of them across the board. And quite honestly, administrators and others, nurses, nursing leadership, OR leadership, use this tool, the STS database, for the crux of all these decision making. So critically important. Couldn't stress how important that is to us, and hopefully the rest of you.
Thanks. You know, it's a great great description of how you use the data. That what you just talked about is kind of inward facing. It's us, it's our patients, it's our department. Jeff, do the uses of the database go beyond those? I mean, those are the central core features. Those are the things which we're most focused on. But are there uses that go beyond? Are there outward facing uses or advocacy purposes that our data are used for?
Well, absolutely, and thanks, Dave, for the opportunity to talk about this topic. First of all, I'm Jeff Jacobs, and I'm the past chair of the Society of Thoracic Surgeons National Database Workforce. I think the STS database serves multiple purposes, and Vino just gave a very nice summary of the fundamental purpose of the STS database, which is to assess and improve the quality of care, and to use the database as a tool to benchmark one's individual outcomes to national aggregate data. Beyond that, it's clear that the STS database has served as a tool to generate new knowledge and to perform a variety of different types of research, and Felix will talk about that in a little bit. But in addition to the quality purposes and the research purposes, the STS database plays a very important tool when it functions as a platform for advocacy and as a platform for interaction with multiple other groups outside of the Society of Thoracic Surgeons. And what I'd like to do in the next few minutes is just give a few examples of the different types of groups that we interact with as a society and how we use our data from the STS database to interact with those groups. I'm going to talk a little bit about our interaction with the National Quality Forum, with CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I'm going to talk a little bit about our interaction with the CPT initiatives and the Relative Value Unit Update Committee, and a little bit about the FDA. So I think I'll start with the National Quality Forum. The National Quality Forum is a multi-stakeholder organization that serves the task of endorsing measures of quality for medicine. And endorsement by the National Quality Forum really is the gold standard for any performance measure or quality measure. And we have used data from the STS database to develop multiple measures of quality for cardiac and thoracic surgery, both for pediatric heart surgery, for adult heart surgery, and for general thoracic surgery. And by doing that, the STS currently is the steward of more measures of quality that have been endorsed by the National Quality Forum than in any other professional medical society. And we currently have 35 measures of quality endorsed by National Quality Forum. These measures of quality span adult cardiac surgery, congenital heart surgery, general thoracic surgery. They also span different types of quality measures, structural measures such as participation in a database, process measures such as mammary artery utilization or utilization of perioperative medications, and then outcome measures such as risk-adjusted mortality or risk-adjusted morbidity. And then finally, there's a series of composite quality measures that mix multiple different measures of quality into one composite score. And these package or portfolio of quality measures that have been endorsed by the National Quality Forum are then used as a platform for STS quality assessment and public reporting. And there's no doubt that data from the STS has been critical to put the society and our profession in a leadership role at the National Quality Forum. Another area that we use STS data is with our interaction with the CPT committee and the RUC committee, which is the Relative Value Unit Update Committee. CPT is a multi-professional organization that is an arm of the American Medical Association that creates codes for different types of physician work. Once those codes are created, then those codes are valued at the Relative Value Unit Update Committee, the RUC. And physician work is basically valued as the product of the intensity of the work and the time it takes to perform the work. And most data that has been used to value physician work for the RUC in other subspecialties has come from surveys, where surveys are sent to members of different subspecialties who do that type of work, and they value what that work is, and then the survey data is used to create the RVUs for that particular service. But for cardiac surgery and thoracic surgery, we've been able to use actual data from the STS database to inform our presentations at the RUC. And when we think that work is valued by the product of intensity and time, clearly the STS database is a tremendous source of information about the amount of time it takes to perform different procedures. But beyond that, data from the STS database serves as a platform to decide which types of procedures should be coded, which types of procedures should obtain CPT codes, how often those procedures are performed, and which procedures should be taken to the RUC. Another area that we've used data from the STS database is with our interactions with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Mm-hmm. And at the FDA, data from the STS has been used for multiple different projects. A great example is longitudinal device surveillance. and that can range for ventricular assist devices to implantable valves. And over the course of time, we've been able to increase our interaction with FDA and take data from the STS, link it with data from Medicare or data from national death indexes, do longitudinal follow-up, and provide platforms for longitudinal follow-up. And I think it's certain that this type of use of STS data is going to increase even more over time. I think I'll finish just with a couple of examples. The Intermax database and the TVT database are both databases that are used to obtain data for assessing quality, for generating new knowledge in the form of research, but also for some very important interactions with the federal government when it comes to not only valuing work, but also creating generalized funding decisions related to ventricular assist devices, related to transcatheter aortic valves, and even to MitraClip.
So what I think industry is interested in these data as well.
And I guess that's another very good interaction that we have. There's multiple projects that we've had with a variety of device companies and medication companies that where industry has had an interest in STS data. They've taken data from the STS database and used that to aid in product development or product analysis.
Excellent. Great. Well, that's a great summary of the wide range of activities that we use these data for. And Felix, some of the elements in the STS database are not essential for measuring quality or assigning a star rating. We use them for clinical research. Is that important? Is that important to every member of the database or only to a select few that are actually doing research? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dave. And I'll make a case that I think it's vitally important to all members of the STS database. But first of all, I am Felix Fernandez. I'm a thoracic surgeon at Emory University in Atlanta. I am the past chair of the STS Workforce and Research Development and now the current chair of the Workforce on National Databases. So I do think that some view the STS database as a vehicle for research for those surgeons and members who are more academically inclined. Many may not be aware of the vast opportunities for research for all members in the STS database, particularly in the past few years with the creation of the Participant User File, or PUF, program. And what this has allowed is a democratization of STS data for research amongst all members. A PUF file is a de-identified STS data file that is specified to answer a research question, and an STS member can submit an application and for a small fee obtain de-identified data to perform research at their own institution. So this is available to all members in addition to the programs that exist for members to submit applications to STS to perform STS-funded research. Having said that, there's still a reasonable proportion of our membership that is really not focused on performing research, but the primary focus, as it is for all of us surgeons, is to provide the best care they can for their patients, like Vino mentioned. And for that, STS research is vitally important. And at this meeting alone, there are 10 presentations from the PUF program, and over the past 3 years, there has been more than 100 publications in the Annals of Thoracic Surgery from the STS database. These studies inform the care of our patients. So they provide generalizable knowledge that helps us tailor our therapies to improve outcomes for our patients. And without this new knowledge, the advancement of our field is impeded. And this research does not occur without the granular detail in the STS database and the nationally representative sample that it provides. So I think those are very important elements of the database, and that's how research benefits our membership. Having said all this, we do recognize that with the granularity of the database, there is some effort in collecting all these data elements, and we want to be mindful of this, of the resources that that go into collecting this data at each of our participant institutions. And we have several efforts underway or planned to facilitate this. Certainly, we are in the process of critically assessing each data element that we ask our participants to collect, and we justify the value that it serves. Quality, all the advocacy functions that Jeff laid out, and the research purposes. If it does not have value, these data elements are excluded from future collection instruments, and if they are not frequently collected, we're trying to get rid of these as well. For the future, we're exploring many avenues to facilitate data collection, and a lot of this will leverage electronic technologies in the medical record with automated and facilitated data extraction. And we continue to heavily engage our data managers who are collecting the bulk of this data through the AQO conference, Advances in Quality and Outcomes, and core group calls to educate our data managers and clarify definitions of data fields to make their jobs easier.
You know, I sometimes hear people make the comment, well, this started out as a quality registry, but now you're turning it into a research registry. And to me, and I bristle when I hear that, because it's a classic example of a false dichotomy. We cannot improve quality without doing clinical research. I would actually argue, and although I'm a measurement guy, I would actually argue that it's the clinical research that we do that actually probably drives improvements in quality more than the star ratings.
They go hand in hand, quite honestly.
Absolutely. Right? So you can't have one without the other. And there is no other nationally representative source of granular clinical data for research. There are institutions that have a long history of collecting their own data, but the data that we get from a mega center may not necessarily be the best thing in terms of understanding what's going on globally across the country. So I think it's very important. So I hope that we've been successful in demonstrating that this database we have is much more than just a mechanism to generate a star rating. And the entire premise of the database right now is that we want to collect good, accurate, detailed data once, and we want to be able to use it for multiple purposes. And I think you have gotten a glimpse of just three of those areas today. So thank you very much. And if you have any questions about this, please feel free to contact any one of us. Thank you.